Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Also, it happens to be Christmas Eve. We'll take your calls about anything, as always, at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And we invite you over to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have there for you at freetalklive.com and interact in a variety of different ways, including our bulletin board system and chat room and more. You can actually control the content of the site itself, the stuff you see on the front page, those numbered items, were submitted by listeners just like you. Maybe it was you that that did that. And they're constantly updating, so there's always something fresh because people are always submitting new things to the site, and then you get to vote on what you like and dislike, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, go to your phone calls about what you want. Though we've been talking about the police throughout the night, and we started out with a story about the police in a town in Rhode Island using a gas, like some sort of a natural gas shutdown slash emergency or whatever, as an excuse to go into people's homes. They had a locksmith, and they were busting into people's homes for the claim that they needed to turn the gas off. But the people we talk to say that that's nonsense because every gas company has valves outside of the house.
You know, I'm curious, like, what if this was local, I would want to know what gas or what locksmith company this was.
Because that worked with
the
cops.
Was that like a court order or a state order of some sort? Because it's like...
No, they probably did it because they were making money.
I know, but they have a policy that states, like, any locksmith has a policy that states that, like, you need to show identification before you can go into someone else's home. Like,
yeah, but the cops, I mean, they're going to waive that for the cops.
But I would want to know what locksmith that was if it were my town, because they would never get my business.
So we had that story and another one out of, let's see, Lee County in Florida, where a man has been, it's been a couple years now, 2.5 years since this happened, and no one has ever been charged with a crime. What happened to him? Well, he was intoxicated. His wife called the police and asked them to take her to a hospital so he could be given medication. Instead, they took him to jail for disorderly intoxication, where he was pepper sprayed 10 times over a 48-hour period, at times while being held in a restraint chair. They covered his face and stripped him naked. And again, pepper sprayed him until he died. Monshea Gibbs was a deputy trainee at the jail at the time. In a video deposition, she testified that she thought the way Nick Christie was treated was excessive. She said on the video, while under oath, he had a spit mask on and was naked. Gibbs testified that Christie pleaded with guards to take off the spit mask because he couldn't breathe. And it's hard enough to breathe when you've got pepper spray fumes around.
Yeah.
This guy died in their care, but yet the government people said... wasn't a crime.
Yeah, of course not.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to D.W. Connors, calling from Virginia, listening in Mount Jackson at WSVG. Hey, D.W.
Yes, how are you doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm retired law enforcement, and my wife is retired law enforcement, retired lieutenant, and I worked all different parts. And I'd like to make you aware of just a few things. I understand... we have a bad taste in ours, but and the young lady wanted to know of somebody that had taken a DUI home. Well, my wife stopped a DUI one time, and he was only about 4 or 5 blocks from the house. Well, she wanted to, you know, so she called his home. He says, please take me to jail. Well, no, I'm going to call your home. And his wife come and picked him up, and I think it was better than taking him to jail is one situation.
Yes, sir, I agree with you.
I agree, too. I like hearing these stories.
I'm glad to hear that that your wife did that. That's great.
But here's the other thing. Here's the problem, and I know of somebody that done this, is they took a DUI home, actually took them home, and I know of this. Well, they came back and got in their car and crashed.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's too bad.
Now, on the writing the tickets for stop signs, I had a judge that would fine somebody $1 for running through a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no access, no nothing. Until I wrote somebody for one, and I had to hold the 2 young kids while the fire department cut their mother out of the car because this person ran through the stop sign and hit her broadside and had her pinned in the car. So I understand how you feel about running a stop sign and this and that, but here's the
problem. There's one thing between driving negligently, which is what you're describing there, or driving dangerously, and being, you know, cautious. In most cases, if you're smart, you know, you can just look and see that there's no one coming and go through the stop sign. But if you're not paying attention, then that's driving dangerously.
Well, I don't have a problem with that, and I understand what you're saying.
Right.
And I got in trouble one time because I had a person of supervisor observing observing me on the radio, and I let 10 people go in a row, and I got called.
Oh, yeah.
And what I advised the supervisor is that, okay, I thought we were supposed to, I mean, there was nothing unsafe. The person had a burnout tail light, he had a burnout headlight, or, you know, his brake lights weren't working or whatever. I thought we were supposed to spread good PR. You know, and then I know of one other situation. Just
did they tell you, no DW, you're supposed to raise funds for the department?
No.
Okay, because it certainly seems like what they're doing half the time.
No, a lot of departments, and I've been around a lot of different ones, a lot of departments, they some do have a requirement. You write 10 tickets a month.
Yeah.
Okay? You could be blind, deaf, and dumb, and you could write four times that many, you know, and that's the thing on that. You know,
some departments have what they call the departmental average, which is a way for them to get around having a quota system, because they'll claim they don't have quotas, but what they have is maybe a departmental average, where what they do is they look at the average amount of tickets that each officer is writing, and then they will encourage those who are writing below the average to write more by punishing them with giving them the crappy shifts and no overtime and stuff like that.
Well, I had another situation where a compadre was ordered. Now, you will appreciate this one. Was ordered by his supervisor to write this person a ticket. Okay. Well, the detective in question went ahead and wrote the person, but he subpoenaed the lieutenant, the court.
Hmm.
So when he subpoenaed, because the lieutenant was the one that ordered him.
Right.
And so when the judge called, you know, he was up there, he says, I didn't observe it. The lieutenant there in the front row ordered me to do it, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, he got a serious tongue lashing from the judge.
The cop that just took the order from the lieutenant got the lashing?
No. The lieutenant got
the lieutenant got it.
The lieutenant
gotcha.
Got it. But I just wanted to,
good stories, man. Good stories, and I appreciate it. And it's nice to know that you are out there maybe with a better mindset than what some of the cops these days have. Why did you retire?
Because of John Wayne's that they were hiring.
There you go. Is that what you call them? Because a friend of mine called them badge heavies.
No. When they get out with a badge on and a gun on their side and they start walking like John Wayne, I call them John Wayne's. Okay.
Thank you for the call, DW. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks.
Yes, sir? I just want to give you a heads up on some of the positive stuff, because I'm not the only one that was out there helping folks.
Oh, I know you're not. I know you're not. And you know, there are good cops out there that try to do their best. It's just that, you know, when good cops are enforcing bad laws, they're doing the wrong thing, and they need to be called out. And I thank you, DW, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good stories. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We continue here. And go to Mike, listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hello, Mike.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just have a couple questions I want to ask you. Just how the practicality of this liberty, how you apply liberty and freedom, the philosophy to a couple situations. I'll just
absolutely. We'd be happy to do that with you. So stick with us. We'll bring you right back here in a moment. More with Mike and you and your thoughts. Certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More coming up on this live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live.
on DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He moved back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards, including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why are you telling me about it? Your kid and your wife!
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition and also the live Christmas Eve edition of the program, brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, well, get in touch with SACL, C-A-I for the new year. They can help. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, because you want to collect your money, but you also want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner and click over to them through our website at freetalklive.com. Their banner's right there at the top of the banner column where it has been for a very long time, because SACL is a very long-time supporter of Free Talk Live, one of our most longest running sponsors on this program. Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. And by the way, I want to remind you, you can download a bunch of archives at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of this show, maybe you're new to Free Talk Live and you want to see where we've come from. Well, there's been a long history, and you can go all the way back to late 2006 back on our website for free at freetalklive.com. Mike is on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Mike, you had some questions about the freedom viewpoint.
Yes. Thank you for having me on. Merry Christmas, by the way.
No worries. That's why we're here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm currently in support of, freedom-oriented candidates. Support them financially, and I keep track of them, and I like a lot of things I hear.
So like Ron Paul, for instance?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
but I am worried down the line that I'm just going to have a little trouble with the practicalities of society that he seems to be envisioning. I'd rather go to the extreme he's pointing to than the other extreme where we have a police state.
Okay. But what are your concerns? Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just thinking, okay, you're just going to let people do the things they want to do as long as they're not hurting anybody. Okay, let's see. I'm picturing what are this couple of people having sex in the neighborhood park, or wondering if somebody gets in a car.
All right, well, slow down. Let's start with.
We have to wait. So, okay.
Let's start with the first one. All right, so sex in the neighborhood park. Julia, what do you think would happen?
Well, I guess in my magic world, right, where everything is as it should be, there wouldn't be like a public park. Somebody would own that property, and it would be my guess that the owner of that property wouldn't want people having sex in his park. Because most people probably don't want to see people having sex in a park.
Right, but so. If it's a private community, the private owner gets to set their rules, right? So there are certain, I remember when I was down in Florida, there were like trailer parks, it was 55 and up. And so they have these communities where people can be, like it's adults-only community. So there's no reason why there couldn't be, like a swingers neighborhood or something like that.
Where you can have sex wherever you want.
Where, you know, people are having sex wherever they want to. But then all of those people would be consenting, right? Like all of the people living in that neighborhood, you wouldn't go and move into the swingers neighborhood if you were a devout Mormon, right? So it would be a completely consenting activity. Whereas if it's just the average neighborhood, there's likely, you know, a playground on that park. And people probably wouldn't appreciate people having sex in it. So it would be a private property situation where each property owner would get to set their own rules.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, speaking of consensual, I wonder if you have, in terms of sexual laws, I'm going beyond gay rights. I'm going all kinds of legal, all kinds of laws in the books, people having sex with family members and various ages, okay? Can you address that area, for example? Okay, everybody's going to do what they want to do as long as they're not, people are consensual and not hurting anybody outside their house, let's say. How do you handle that?
Okay, well, first of all, if two people who are able to consent want to have sex with one another, then it's none of my damn business. I mean, it's a weird thing for, you know, certainly it's not typical in society for people of the same family to engage in sexual activity. That's not to say it hasn't been unheard of. And, you know, in some cases, there are stories where people will come together who've never actually known each other, but they're still related, and they'll find themselves attracted to one another, and, you know, then they find out, you know, later down the line that they're actually related to one another, and that's an awkward situation. But I don't think it's something that someone should go to jail for if we're talking about, again, consenting individuals. But then you bring it to a, you know, really interesting subject, which is the age of consent and the idea that, you know, that there should be some sort of arbitrary age where young people can no longer give consent to sexual activity. And I think that certainly when you look at certain ages of kids, you know for a fact that's just not possible. Not only could they not consent, but, you know, they don't even have the development to be able to handle that.
That, for me, is where the cutoff age is whenever you have, if you haven't gone through puberty yet, I feel like that just seems wrong, right? Because you haven't developed, like, the same sexual desires, and, like, that, that kind of comes with puberty, right? But puberty is different for everybody. I mean, it happens earlier for some, it happens later for some. So, you know, if we're talking about a 10-year-old and a 40-year-old, that seems kind of like it could be rape.
Right, and I think that in those cases, you know, you want to handle those cases on an individual basis. I think it's bad to have, you know, this one-size-fits-all law system that is trying to be foisted down everyone's throats, where as a result of that, what you end up having happen is people who are in their 20s or whatever are having sex with a 17-year-old, and they're getting thrown in jail for statutory rape. So, I mean, that's one end of it. And then the other end of it is where you actually do have children who are not consenting and who are being raped or molested. And I think that's I think those are problem situations, and clearly those kids need to be taken out of those situations. And I think that in a future where there is no monopoly on force, which is what the government that we know of today is, that you'll still have private people that are willing to take some extra risk and perhaps attempt to rescue kids from dangerous situations. I provide as an example the folks. Are you familiar with the FLDS, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Yes.
Mike?
Oh.
Yes.
So, if you're familiar with it, these folks are like the extreme end of Mormonism, and they basically segregate themselves from the rest of society. They have these, I guess, compounds, for lack of a better term, these places where they live away from everyone else. And they do some pretty unusual things that a lot of people would disagree with, like, you know, marry off their daughters to 50-year-old plus men at age 12 or whatever.
Many wives, polygamy.
Right. Well, polygamy, again, if you want to have multiple spouses, that sounds like a hassle, but if that's what you want to do, then by all means, you should be able to do that. But, you know, a lot of people look at the ages that that are involved in these FLDS folks, and they'll find that very offensive. And, in fact, some of the people that are in the FLDS have successfully escaped from those compounds, and they usually will dedicate their lives, a lot of them will dedicate their lives to helping other kids escape from those compounds. But when you look at how the government handles problems like this or issues like this, they go about it the completely wrong way. And there was a story in Texas a few years ago about the FLDS cult down there. The government went in and they raided their compound, and they took 450 kids from these parents, and they held on to them for several weeks in government custody in these huge, you know, places, I guess, with cots set up. And it was just absolutely a horrifying experience for these kids who were raised to believe, you know, certain things about the devil and all this. And it was essentially painted right into their picture of the world, like, you know, the devil had come in and separated them from their parents who cared about them. And I lean towards leaving people alone in their private lives. And I'll let you respond here in a moment. Working up with Mike, it's Free Talk Live.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844.
That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, Christmas Eve. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive. You've got a smartphone? Well, you might want to visit our mobile site. If you want to get quick access to our live streams and podcasts, go to m.freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com, and get your message to Liberty message, that is, to thousands of people per month. For fractions of a penny apiece, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Head on over and let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com. We're back with Mike in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Mike, you've called in with some good questions, some tough questions about how things might work with some really awkward and questionable situations in a society in which we don't have a monopoly on violence known as the government and maybe have more of a consensual society. Obviously, it's not a utopia, right? And there's no one's advocating that this would be a utopia. Still, there would be problems. But the suggestion is that maybe we can find more compassionate ways to help people rather than this one-size-fits-all, scattershot, coercive method that the government tends to use.
Gotcha. I totally agree. I'd rather have it. I'm starting to feel like I live in a police state or just about. I just see where it's going. And I just as soon it starts heading the other way at any speed we can get there at. But my last situation, I just want to ask you about, and I'll just take my answer off the air because I do got to go. But, okay, what do you do with people who just, I mean, I know the law is somewhat preventative. You can't have a blood alcohol level to drive a car and over a certain point because the odds are you'll create an accident. But how do you handle people that might be drunk, for example, on a drug, and they go get behind a piece of heavy equipment, be it a car, a piece of construction equipment,
Well, I think it only matters if they're dangerous. I think it only matters if someone's driving dangerously, and I don't think it matters if you're tired or drunk or whatever. But there's no driving while tired. There's no law against that, but that's incredibly dangerous to drive while tired. If you nod off at the wheel, you'll veer over into another lane, and boom, you're done. So it's incredibly dangerous to do that, but there's no way to test for it, and so therefore they're not arresting people for that. I think, and by the way, thank you for the call. I think that when it comes to DUI, it needs to be not a crime. And there's some really powerful points to be made on this point. Because when you say something like that, people are like, what? We can't be having drunks on the road. Well, first of all, you already have drunks on the road. So let's acknowledge reality. Okay, we need to start by acknowledging the way things are. When you pass a law, it doesn't do magic. When you write down words on paper, if you're legislators, you write down words on paper and vote on it, it doesn't all of a sudden mean poof. No one's on the road anymore with alcohol in their system.
But I think some people feel like, almost, it's like a revenge thing. Like, well, they should be, the idea is brought to justice, but I'm not sure if it's appropriate justice.
But if there's no victim, there's no crime. And somebody being on the road with alcohol in their bloodstream hasn't, in my opinion, committed a crime yet. There's a greater potential that they could. And I think it's viable to the idea of taking those people off the road, giving them a ride home, as we were talking earlier, having the police approach it from a more compassionate viewpoint rather than a fear-based, we're going to aggress against you viewpoint. And in addition to that, if drinking and driving were not illegal, then it wouldn't be a problem for somebody who is maybe at the bar, they've had too many, they realize they're intoxicated, they need to get home, though, so they could get in their car and go 10 miles an hour in the right lane. Now, at 10 miles an hour, if you're drunk on the road, it's not as dangerous, right, than doing 60. So, but the problem today is if you're doing 10 miles an hour in the right-hand lane of the road, you're going to get pulled over. So there's no way to approach driving intoxicated in any safe manner today because you'll put yourself at a higher risk of being put in a cage. But if you're not afraid of that happening, then you're driving 10 miles an hour on the side of the highway. No problem. You'll probably get home just fine. And if you're still driving dangerously, you can still be pulled over and then maybe given some sort of helpful services rather than being put in a cage.
I think it's also important to talk a little bit about blood alcohol level and what that actually means, because I have a breathalyzer, and mm-hmm. it's not a little keychain breathalyzer. I've said this before, but it's fancy. I paid several hundred dollars for it. There's a sensor on it that you have to change every 200 blows
or
whatever.
It's like a $100 sensor, too, isn't it? I mean, it's pretty expensive.
It's like $30.
Oh, $30, okay.
It's a really nice breathalyzer, and I've found it to be quite accurate. I've blown in it many times, you know what I mean? And I've found it to be pretty consistent.
Where'd you get it?
Amazon, I think.
Okay.
Yep, I love it, by the way. The reason I got it was because you hear people talk about this .08, but what is that? If you've never blown, how would you know?
Right.
So that's why I got it. I kind of wanted to see. And actually, I love that I have it, because even if I don't have it, I can pretty much tell. Like, I know how many drinks I can have before I'm over the legal limit. But the reason I wanted to bring it up is because what you blow varies so much from person to person. Like,
so three beers for me won't be the same effect
right.
as three beers for you.
I have found that females tend to blow lower, I think because my theory is that they have more fat on their bodies, and it has to do with the way alcohol is stored. But I can have the same amount of drinks as my friend, and I'll blow lower, but I'm sure that he can take more drinks than me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I'm actually the one that drives because I blow lower because I'm going to be under the legal limit, but I could be more
intoxicated.
Drunk than he is.
It's interesting stuff. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist calling from China. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene.
Hello, Merry Christmas from Shenzhen, China.
Hey there, Gene. Thanks for being on tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to tell you some of my observations on this trip, and it's some of it has to do with the police state, but
okay.
Primarily, I think in China, the police are not feared as much as the United States. We were just crossing the street last night, and there was this gal on a bicycle, and she's right next to a cop on a bicycle, and she had no concern at all at zipping off across that road when the light didn't say so, and the cop, of course, totally ignored her, didn't have any, because they're not so afraid of those little tiny things here in China. Now, they're definitely not allowed for freedom of expression, and I really hate the internet censorship I have to use a virtual private network connection through Patriot Internet in order to get YouTube and those kind of things here in China. Now, when I was in, we were in Hong Kong a couple days ago, and in Hong Kong, it's so different. There's no internet censorship.
People really?
Can protest on, yeah, people can protest out on the streets. It's amazing that the mainland Chinese have kept their hands off of Hong Kong pretty much since they took over, what, about 10 years ago.
It's impressive. I hadn't realized that it was still as good as it was in the past. I'd heard that they mostly kept their hands off. That's good to know that the internet policy didn't make it over there.
Right. And but there is a lot of I don't know if you've been following that story about that village in China where they actually kicked all the Communist Party members out of the village, and the police have the village surrounded.
I had heard about this. It was in my show prep. It was one of those things we just didn't have time to get to. So this is developing. It's happening right now, right?
Yeah, I understand that the police did cave and release two of the people that they had jailed. But I've all of this I've gotten from the Western media. I can't.
But they're trying to starve them out, right? Like they're blocking food shipments from coming in. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, the way the Chinese typically handle this in the past, and I kind of suspect that they'll do it again, is they make some concessions and then everybody gets happy again, and that's probably.
Well, it's nice to see. I think the story is instructive because it's nice to see that some people, when they get pushed too far, are willing to stand up. And in this case, they didn't lynch anybody, right? I mean, it was mostly peaceful. They just kicked them out of the village.
Well, there's one of the people that was arrested died in custody, so obviously he was beaten again.
Oh, but what I mean is the villagers. The villagers didn't attack the communists. They just kicked them out. Isn't that right?
Yes. I don't know if there's any. I'm sure there's some physical, fighting and stuff, but I don't know of any type of weaponry use or anything of that nature.
Gene, would love to hear more of your observations when you get back from your trip. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time to slip your call in if you're on the line right now. We'll do our best to get you on here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is the live Saturday edition and also the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
It's not impossible.
Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, though. If you're not already on hold, you probably don't want to bother calling in, because a lot of folks do want to get their thoughts in here as we wrap out this Christmas Eve edition. We will be here, of course, tomorrow for Christmas Day, so we'll continue to be live. And if we're not on your local talk radio station, you can call them and ask them real nice-like to add some Free Talk Live, or if they already have Free Talk Live, make sure you ask them to add all seven nights. So make sure they have as much of Free Talk Live as they possibly can. And I'm sure they'd appreciate a nice positive comment instead of all the usual negativity that they tend to hear from people that call them. So get in touch with them and thank them for airing Free Talk Live if they do air us, and ask for some more in the new year. Our number here, again, is 855-450-FREE. Let's go right back into your phone calls here. Oh, one other thing. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up February 23rd through the 26th. It's a great time, and you can be a part of it, gathering together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same place to connect with the community of liberty activists here in New Hampshire. We've already moved as part of the Free State Project, but thousands of people have pledged to move, and they haven't quite made it up here yet. So the Liberty Forum is a great time to come check out New Hampshire and see what it's like to be around other people, to actually constantly be around other people that love the ideas of freedom. I can tell you, it's incredibly valuable to me. But on top of that, you'll get to meet interesting folks like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business, and as well as Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime. I'm really looking forward to meeting Carlos, as well as Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine. She is going to be there, just an outstanding activist. Peter Schiff is going to be one of the keynote speakers, and just announced Prax Girl will be speaking at the convention. Prax Girl, she has her own YouTube channel where she talks about really smart stuff that I honestly need to spend more time looking at, praxeology or something like that. I couldn't tell you what it is, but she's going to be there, and a lot of people are fans of Prax Girl. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up there, and if you use our discount code, you'll save 10%. The code, FTL2012. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, coupon code FTL2012, and you'll save 10%. We'll see you at the Liberty Forum, because we're broadcasting live from there. Let's go to Leslie, calling from Kalamazoo, listening to WKZO. Hey, Leslie, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm calling about the police breaking into people's houses to turn off their gas.
Yeah, that's what's happened out in Rhode Island over the last week.
Right. Well, when I was a kid, the gas meter was in the house, and the guy had to come in the house to read the gas meter.
Really? But did they shut it off from the outside?
But, well, yeah, that was long ago. Where I am now, they don't even have to come to the house to shut off my gas.
Right. Wow. So they can do it at, like, central control somehow?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then, if you have problems and they shut it off, and they have them turn it back on, they charge you $200.
Wow.
To turn it back on. So I think that is completely wrong. I don't think they have any reason to break into anybody's house to shut off the gas.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's a possibility.
All the gas turnoffs are outside.
You would think so. I mean, I suppose there's like a remote possibility that this is just some old New England town where nothing has been updated in the last 50 years, and they're still using all the old setups. But it would seem like a really bad business idea to have all of your valves inside people's homes. I mean, that seems terrible.
Wait. Like I said, it was 40 years ago.
Thanks, Leslie, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Dave, listening in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, yo. Merry Dave. Everybody, man. Merry Christmas, and Christmas is every day.
There you go. That's a good attitude.
And every meal, and it could be a new year for you every day, too, man.
You know, every day you get a new chance. Every day you get a new start on life. What you did in the past shouldn't affect you too much. You know, you shouldn't dwell on that, or it can really bring you down, because we've all made mistakes. But every day you get the chance to right your wrongs that you've made in the past and to create the new you. You don't have to be tied down to who you used to be. And I think that's important to keep in mind.
Yeah, hey, these cops down there in Florida, they stripped that guy naked for one purpose, to inflict the most pain possible that pepper spray could give. Because,
well, and humiliation, too.
Every inch of your body, with no clothes on, man, and torture. That was torture. They tortured that guy. Them people should be prosecuted and punished to the extent of the law, man, just like if they were murderers.
They are murderers.
Yep, they murdered that man, absolutely. They gagged him, and they pepper sprayed him 10 times in 48 hours, and he died.
Yep.
And they found that there was nothing wrong. The investigation found that there was nothing wrong.
It's disgusting.
It is.
You know, that's what the Patriot Nazi Act, they got that on their side now. You know, we're all terrorists to them in their minds. You know, they don't think of us as Americans no more. We're just potential terrorists. And
you know, you're not exaggerating, because
whatever they want.
Yep. And you're not exaggerating either, because they've actually sent out notices. The federal government has sent out notice to police departments saying that, you know, if you cite the Constitution, you are a potential domestic terrorist. You know, if you stand up for yourself, you're a potential domestic terrorist. Talk about freedom, you're a domestic terrorist.
Freedom,
it's crazy.
Become the enemy.
No doubt.
And people, if you talk about freedom and liberty, that you get everybody going, well, you can't have freedom now. Come on, you know.
Right, everything changed after 9/11.
Yeah, it's disgusting, man.
As though we had freedom before 9/11.
The people that died on that day, if they knew what was done to their country in their name, I think they'd spit in the government's eye, man. They would. It's disgusting what they're doing. Well, it's the only way they could drag us into the new one money world, you know? They want one world money. If you don't take their central bank, they're going to bomb you. They're going to say you're a terrorist nation. Then after they bomb you, they set up their central bank and take your oil and take your lithium and stuff. You know, that's the American way, huh?
You got it, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. I hope you have a good holiday, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's hard to find something to disagree with on that.
I was thinking about Dave the other day when I was driving home from a Free Talk Live.
Were you?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while, and I'm glad to hear that he's still calling in and that he's doing as well as he can.
Yeah, well, it had been a few months, he's a unique individual, that is for sure. Let's go to Vince, listening in Indy to WXNT. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian and Julia. How are you this evening? And wish you Merry Christmas.
Well, Vince, thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to say, I have the town in Rhode Island was Westerly.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yep.
and it's they're on the national grid. I don't know if you want me to mention the company's name, but it's called the National Grid.
Yeah, National Grid, yeah.
It says, we are pleased to let you know we're near the conclusion of the restoration process in Westerly and completing customer relights this afternoon. This was December 24th, today at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give, you know, if you're still in need of relighting, call their contact center and all that. And it says, to all the customers who were affected by the recent service interruption, which they turned off service to quite a few people, it says, thank you for the patience during the repairs, and we understand that the inconvenience that it occurred during the holiday.
Right.
I think they were, because they're part of these national, what they call MAP teams, you know, where people are on the grid or haven't paid their bills. I think that's what they're probably doing, because they had to go in and relight a lot of, sounds like they had to go in and relight a lot of homes.
Well, they shut them off. I mean, that's what was happening this week was they had to go into homes, apparently, they claim, and shut off the gas due to some sort of an outage. And so when you shut off the gas, the pilot light doesn't light anymore. So, you know, when you turn the gas back on, you've got to relight the pilot light. So that's what's going on there. But the issue was that they were going into people's homes to shut the gas off rather than doing it from the outside of the house. And the police were going into people's homes and doing who knows what.
Well, they've got the AMR meters on the outside, so.
I don't get it either, man. And we've heard from at least three people tonight who have had experience in, you know, working with gas technicians, and they say there's always some sort of valve on the outside. So it just doesn't make sense as to what's going on there. Vince, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to say I haven't called in a long time, and I'm glad to see you back out of the. See you on the airwave again.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's always good to be out of a cage. I thank you for the call tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you. And a happy holiday to you and yours. I take Sundays off, but Julia, you're going to be here tomorrow.
Yes, Free Talk Live 3 days in a row.
Ladies only on at least behind the mics tomorrow night. You mm-hmm. and Stephanie will be here together. And as I understand it, you guys have had a good time together when you've been on the air before.
Tis true.
So I will look forward to at least hearing some of it. And I hope everybody else has a great rest of their weekend. As I mentioned, we're going to be here throughout the holidays. So all next week, every day, we're live 7 nights a week here at Free Talk Live. Join us online at freetalklive.com. See ya.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs. Perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.